about 150 women of all faiths assembled to worship together for world peace. The common message expressed in song and dance was, "Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me." Representatives of Christian, Jewish, and Muslim faiths read from the scriptures of each holy book the message of peace as expressed by prophets. Anne Goldman, a Jew, read from Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament.
How good and pleasant it is when sisters live together in unity. And based on Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, to everything there is a season, and to every purpose under heaven, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together, a time of love.
Pilar Saad, a Muslim, read from the Quran.
From the Quran that emphasize community, unity, tolerance, and justice, which I do believe and we all believe is really the prescription for peace in our world. Lo, we have created you, male and female, and have made you nations and tribes that you may know one another. Lo, the noblest of you in the sight of Allah, which is God, the noblest of you in the sight of Allah is the best in conduct.
Sister Anne Doherty showed an astronaut's moon view picture of the Earth. Its beauty and fragility are in her hands, she said.
Earthrise is a sacred symbol. It reflects back to us that all of us are travelers on this planet Earth and that we belong to one another. Yes, we are truly sisters and brothers in God's creation. And as we continue to journey together in this world as human beings, as truly brothers and sisters on this beautiful planet, we continue to explore the meanings of our lives.
Co-sponsored by Bridge Builders, a four-year-old South Tampa organization, and Women of Faith, a North Tampa organization, the two groups share common goals and unite to share events focused on bringing peace to the community and to the world. Following the service, women of three faiths spoke. Esther is a Christian.
And I've enjoyed this service very much, where women of different cultural and religious and faith backgrounds came together to pray for peace. The only missing piece, I think, was that we should have prayed explicitly for peace in the Middle East, for the women who have suffered so terribly because of all the bloodshed.
Armita spoke for Muslims.
Very beautiful to see all women of every faith, every religion, who is there for one purpose, and this is for peace and world, for the whole world and for all of mankind.
Reverend Debbie represents Unity of Tampa.
God is known and called by many different names, and we believe that there are many paths to God. So you'll never hear us say that we have the only way to get to heaven or to God.
The mission of these women is to create a space where trust, safety, and openness for women of all faiths can build relationships and share wisdom. Lisbeth Cohn, who is Jewish, and Pilar Saad, a Muslim, found common goals.
We picked this one day to put our thoughts out there. Then you were saying some of the thoughts.
That it's going to take women. We're the ones who are going to really lead in bringing peace and justice in the world because, you know, we're the ones who are the nurturers. We're the ones who raise the children. We have a vested interest in that peaceful world so that our children can live peaceful and happy lives. So therefore, I think sometimes we underestimate the degree to which we as women can influence even men and the male-dominated society. And, you know, so I think this is the beginning, you know, of us coming together.
I think it's a beautiful beginning. And, you know, you've been part of this group for 3 years since the beginning, and this is my first day. So today is my baby step.
Yes. Yeah.
To see the influence and changes that we can make together.
Bridge Builders and Women of Faith invite all women to attend their meetings and to join the next year's Women's Interfaith Service for Peace. For WMNF News, this is Doris Norito reporting from Tampa.